Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents The Fed and Lehman Brothers, Setting the Record Straight on a Financial Disaster, by Lawrence M. Ball, narrated by David Colacci. Preface. On September 10, 2008, economists at the Federal Reserve prepared one of their regular analyses of the U.S. economy for the senior policymakers setting interest rates. Falling real estate prices and rising defaults on home mortgages had caused stresses in financial markets and the economy, and the unemployment rate had drifted up from 5.0% at the end of 2007 to 6.1% in August 2008. The Fed's economists believed, however, that these problems would be contained. They forecasted that the unemployment rate would average 6.2% over the last 3 months of 2008, remain at that level in 2009, and then start falling. 5 days after these forecasts were made, the U.S. financial system was hit with a disaster, the bankruptcy of Lehman Brothers. Founded in 1850, Lehman was the country's fourth-largest investment bank and a pillar of Wall Street. In 2007, it had ranked number one on Fortune magazine's list of most admired securities firms. With $600 billion in assets, it was by far the largest U.S. corporation in any industry to file a bankruptcy petition. The previous record holder, the communications giant WorldCom, had only about $100 billion of assets when it failed in 2002. The bankruptcy ushered in a six-month period that many have called a financial tsunami. With Lehman destroyed, confidence in the remaining Wall Street firms quickly collapsed, and many of them, from Citigroup to Goldman Sachs to Morgan Stanley, had trouble raising the funds they needed to make investments and provide credit to other companies. Across the country, banks cut back sharply on lending, and corporations had to pay pathologically high interest rates to issue bonds. The Dow Jones Stock Index, which had been near 13,000 at the start of 2008, fell to about 6,500 in March 2009. The crisis in the financial system quickly spread to the rest of the economy. As wealth was destroyed and flows of credit broke down, consumers and firms cut their spending sharply, producing the Great Recession of 2008-2009. Total U.S. employment fell by almost 500,000 in October 2008, and then by 700,000 to 800,000 in each of the following 6 months. In April 2009, the unemployment rate was 9% and rising rapidly. Princeton economist Alan Blinder summarizes these events with a vivid metaphor. The economy was hit by a truck, and the license plate of that truck read L-E-H-M-A-N. At the height of the crisis, many people feared that the financial system and economy would collapse as profoundly as they did in the 1930s. In January 2009, Nobel Prize winner Paul Krugman said, "This looks an awful lot like the beginnings of a second Great Depression." Henry Paulson, the Secretary of the Treasury in 2008, later wrote, "The economic damage could easily have equaled or even exceeded that of the Great Depression, with 25% unemployment or worse." A catastrophe of that magnitude did not come to pass. In the spring of 2009, stability began to return to Wall Street and stock prices began to recover. The financial crisis was arrested in large part because of extraordinary actions by economic policymakers, including more than $1 trillion of loans from the Federal Reserve to financial institutions. These loans saved a number of firms from near certain failure, including the investment bank Bear Stearns and the insurance company AIG. Other policy actions included purchases of the stock of financial institutions by the U.S. Treasury under the Troubled Asset Relief Program and the new Obama administration's fiscal stimulus program. Yet the financial crisis was contained only after the economy had sustained severe damage. The Great Recession was not as bad as the 1930s Depression, but it was the worst downturn since then.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?